So this morning we learned that the planned summit, 2-3 weeks from now, between North Korea and the United States was canceled by President Trump because of some recent comments the North Koreans have made.
Earlier this morning, the president stepped to the podium at the White House and said this.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
Joining us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line to get some perspective on this is Paul Kinsinger. He is the he's with the Thunderbird School of Global Management. He's with 20 years in the CIA. And Paul, we thank you for joining us today because we're trying to understand what happens now.
Mm. Well, my pleasure to be here again, guys. Appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Thanks and, for having
us. You know, I suspect that we're going to have some on and off switches here over, over perhaps even the next couple weeks, but certainly over the summer and into the fall. You know, I don't know how much time would be left to actually switch the June 12th thing back on because a certain amount of logistics has to go. So my guess is this is not going to happen. But I suspect we will see some on-off activity as the two sides go back and forth in kind of a little shadow dance as to what they want to do. It's clear both sides want to have some kind of meeting because there's an awful lot at stake for both sides. I think what people need to understand, however, that the outcomes, the preferred outcomes, and the reason why both sides want to have this summit are remarkably different.
Yeah.
And are not very much in alignment. And I don't think the president's got, I don't think he's been straightforward with us about that in terms of really telling the American people, hey, you know, North Korea is coming to the table for some different reasons than we are.
Well, okay, let's get into those. And again, our guest is Paul Kinsinger, emeritus faculty at the Thunderbird School of Global Management, 20-year career in the CIA. What don't we know? What are the North Koreans' motivation? What are they looking to negotiate for?
Well, North Korea, I think it comes down to some basic things that have always been on the table for them. Don't forget they have been in isolation around the world since almost their creation coming out of the Korean War in the early 1950s. This government is recognized as legitimate by very few players around the world. It has been in diplomatic and political isolation as a result. It has been economically isolated for decades under on and off sanctions from much of the world. So it is a very backward place that has, much of the world has left North Korea behind. And even North Korea is beginning to feel this. So breaking out of their isolation, political and especially economic, is a critical thing. I think, you know, the nuclear program has all along been seen by the North Koreans as the main piece of leverage they have to achieve these goals. Mm. They would like the United States to pull its troops out of South Korea. They would like to be able to have more opportunity to work with South Korea without U.S. quote, interference and how that relationship unfolds. They would like sanctions to be lifted, and they'd like to have investment in their country. And I think they would like to keep their nuclear weapons, even if they don't do much more with them than where they are now. We, of course, want the nuclear weapons to be completely done away with and destroyed. We want that program rolled back to zero before anything else really happens. And so there is the sticking point.
You talked a little bit about how North Korea is an isolated country that really mm-hmm. isn't been legitimized on a global scale.
Right.
Don't you feel as though that North Korea has already won a little bit, gotten a little bit, even though the summit has been called off, because they have gotten some legitimacy? Mm. The president has agreed to sit down and talk to them. Heck, they sat down themselves with Mike Pompeo, so they've already gotten something without a summit.
That's correct. And, you know, that's a gamble that we would have to have made. Any administration would have to have made that to just get anything started. You have to confer a certain amount of legitimacy just to be able to get the game started. So no question that's the case. So you can chalk up a win to North Korea in that category. How long that lasts, however, if we were to go back to some kind of cool or cold freeze in the relationship between the two countries, how long that lasts and what that actually gets them, not really clear. It's very much beyond what's what they're gaining from it right now.
Paul Kinzinger, again, from the Thunderbird School of Global Management and 20 years in the CIA, an expert in helping us understand a little bit more about the North Korea-United States summit that has been called off. As we look forward and as we are going forward from here, do we go back to situation normal, all screwed up? Do you expect any change? And it strikes me, tell me if you see the same thing, I trust yours, that China is playing a larger and larger role, and maybe not a role that's supportive of our side.
Well, I think you hit upon something here. I think a couple things I would say to this. First is, I think from our perspective now, you know, this administration has now staked a certain amount of its foreign policy success prestige on making something happen with North Korea, especially since every other administration that the president likes to yell about did not.
They failed.
So
it, yeah.
It's going to be pretty hard for him to walk back off his own plank now and, you know, put this back in a box and say, well, we're just going to let this happen on its own patience. He's got prestige at stake here, and we know that that's an enormous thing for this man. On the China side, I think you've hit upon something that's quite important here. China is, I think, still the major influencer in what goes on in Pyongyang. Simply because they have the common border, they can turn on and off the supply of critical goods and services to North Korea. And, you know, they're in such a critical position. And, you know, this administration has chosen at the same time to, as they have to deal with North Korea, to try to deal with the so-called trade situation with China. And, you know, the Chinese are none too pleased about this. They like to believe they have the upper hand on economic issues with the United States. They're not interested in being challenged. And I think they're going to use any opportunity they can, including non-economic issues, to try to remind us that this is a very complex game. We need to be careful what we do and say about trade with China. And, you know, we're not going to just we're not just going to run around and wave our hands in the air and expect China to just fold.
Wow. Paul Kinzinger, the emeritus faculty at the Thunderbird School of Global Management right here in Arizona and a 20-year vet within the CIA. Thank you so much for giving us some perspective here on North Korea.